This is Yarko Vin here on AboveTopSecret.com responding to Oops's podcast titled Execution of the Old People. Not a single person has responded with a podcast so far, and I have been considering this topic for quite a while, so I thought I would give my input. I have put an explicit tag on this podcast as a warning, because some of what I will say may not be politically correct. Some of it may anger or offend some people, but these are my views on the current world position, and some of the alternatives we may be taking in the next upcoming decades. I don't agree with all of these, and I don't want to be executed myself, but we may soon find that these are the only viable solutions to regain our time, space, and money, especially in areas that are desperately needed. I believe that anyone contributing to a society deserves to be a part of it. But what about those people leeching our desperately needed resources? I believe the elderly should play a part in our society if they are actively contributing to it. But what about those with severe senility and dementia, and those who remain in a hospital for the rest of their lives, sitting in pain? What are these people doing for the overall good? What is our hard-earned money doing except prolonging their suffering? Here in North America, we have been sending money overseas to third world countries for decades now, and there's still no visible improvement. When will we accept that there is nothing we can do? And that this area is just too inhospitable to support a thriving society? Why can't we save our money instead of wasting it on people who are just going to die anyways? Some people may consider this spreading hate, but it's just the truth. I know it would be considered genocide if we wiped out a whole country, but why can't we wipe them all out and replace them with a society that works? This is an extremely desperate action, and it's extremely bad, and I don't suggest we undertake it. I'm just saying that this could save the world a ton of money. I have nothing against the people, and I know it isn't their fault, but some things must just be done to support the greater good. And it may come down to not just wiping out old people, but on the scale of eliminating entire countries for the sake of other countries' survival. The way I look at it, old and sick people wouldn't survive in nature. In nature, all species have their old and sick eliminated naturally. They're either eaten by other younger animals of different species, or they don't have the resources to live. So why are we unnaturally prolonging the lives of the weak links in society, whether they be old people, vegetables, or the severely handicapped? We are draining our resources and keeping them alive simply because we are attached to them. I know a lot of people will probably call me a heartless monster for saying these things, and I'm sure that's why a lot of people didn't post here who probably wanted to or had the same ideas, because this whole idea of executing people for our own survival is sort of taboo. Again, I hope this isn't taken in a hateful way. These things are just some of the sad realities of life. Unfortunately, life is about suffering, and this is all going to come down to one thing. Should everyone suffer together, or should a select few in the society suffer so that others do not have to? This has been Yarko Finn here on AboveTopSecret.com, replying to Oops's podcast on execution. Let's hope that it never comes down to the things I've discussed here.